But I'm trying, so don't give up on me yet. And God, don't leave me here alone. I know I need to grow still, and I'm trying. Don't leave me here alone. No, I've come so far, but got so far to go. And with these brand new scars and this broken heart, it's hard to really know if there's a reason. And if I let it be, but I wanna believe it. So don't give up on me yet. God, I know it makes no sense. You love me time and time. But I still need reminding. Yeah, I know it makes no sense. I know I've come so far, but got so far to go. And with this brand new scars and this broken heart, it's hard to really know.
Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners. Powerful lyrics, weren't they? By Ashley Hess. Don't give up on me. Let's go to the pond of water. You don't mind, do you? So you went by the pond of water. You know you are. You know you did. You know you will be. and you prayed. Again, now, I don't know if you prayed or preyed. Only you know. And here was your prayer while that owl, W.L., was sitting in the tree just listening all to you. So your prayer went something like this. Dear God, and again, now, I don't know which God you're praying to, but as long as you have a job, you're wanted. And you're asking God to send you this person. As long as they have a job, they're wanted. It doesn't matter whether they have baggage or despair, financial and emotional problems, former possessiveness, being jealous of others. Do you have a job? That's all I want them to have, is a job. They don't need a car. They just need to be able to help me pay my mountain bills, my car, my house notes, get my groceries, nothing else. So the question is, do you have a job? Are you employed? Now, you heard the person's prayer. Oh, you thought it was a guy praying that prayer. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. You thought it was a girl, a lady, a woman, a man who was praying that prayer. Oh, you identified a certain skin tone. You identified a certain gender. Oh, you identified a certain zip code. Do you have a job? Are you employed? You know, think about it. With unemployment rates on the rise here in the United States and your country too, you know it's true. The chances are that if you're single, you are, aren't you? You'll come across someone that you're contemplating dating who's unemployed. And of course, now you got that question mark in your mind whether you should date this person, but you got to remember, as I look for my water, since I've been communicating all day, you pray for the person who's unemployed. So there's no need for you to question whether you should date the person because that's what you prayed for, or you didn't know what you were praying for. You didn't know what you was getting into. Oh, okay. Now, you know, since you did pray for that individual to come into your life for the reasons why you stated in your prayer, you know, help you. I didn't hear you say anything in your prayer about helping them. Oh, you are helping him. Oh, okay. Let's see. Because you already know how your livelihood can affect emotions, your self-esteem, that anxiety. You know you're walking around with it. You know, why would you not be in prayer? And not to mention your bottom line, because that's what you're talking about. That's why you want that person to be employed. So in reality and truth, you're really saying, as the truth is coming out from inside of you, that person's status means a lot in your relationship because that's what's influencing you. You know it's true. So since the person is employed, that's okay. But what happens if they're unemployed? Oh, so you don't want to date them because they're out of a job? Do you know why they're out of a job? Did you ask them? Oh, and have you assessed whether the person is worth your time? I didn't say whether they were worth every human being worthy. But did you assess whether that person that you want to be employed, that have to be temporarily employed for whatever the reasons are that you didn't even take time to find out why, is worth your time and efforts as they present themselves to you or you to them? Just today, they're unemployed. How about you? Have you ever been unemployed in order for you to understand what it's all about? Are you sure? You can hear a lot of people. A lot of people have a story. Everybody have a story, including you. But the system, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they identify someone who is unemployed or someone who does not have a job. You say, but wait a minute, Gary, I pray for somebody to have a job. I understand that. Because that's all you prayed for. You didn't pray for no other characteristics from that person. Remember? Choose your rut, R-U-T, because you're going to be in the next 1,000 miles. So why are you complaining? Oh, you haven't complained yet. Oh, okay, I got you. So according to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, individuals with jobs are employed, and that the labor force is made up of people who are both employed and unemployed. Those who are neither either counted as part of the labor force. And they continue to share that there's both temporary unemployment and chronic unemployment. And that's where a person, for whatever reason, demonstrates an inability to hold down a job or secure longer-term, more stable forms of employment. So let me ask you a question. You don't mind, do you? So you, based upon whatever your sojourn has been, you've taken it upon yourself that when you went on your knees in prayer, evidently you've been involved with individuals who've been unemployed like yourself, and you've made a judgment that because that person has gotten a temporary job, that they are unstable, right? And that's the basis. Oh, so let me understand. So you left the home of love, if it was love, went out there in that cold and different world. You went to school. You got the degrees, or maybe you didn't. Now you got to go out to the real world, off the campus, get a real job. You're now in the real world, and you say, wait a minute, did I go to school for this? Well, my aspirations are there, but I need this moolah, this money for all these purposes. Okay. And you decide that, oop, that's not the job, oop, that's not the job, oop, that's not the job. And does that make you unstable? Does that make you in a position of to being identified as inability to hold down a job? There are many reasons why somebody might be unemployed that can affect your decision to date them or they you. Have you ever contemplated that maybe the people were laid off or had economic situations such as being depressed or in a recession or AI? You know AI is coming now. Or maybe their job was outsourced to, you know, somebody overseas, abroad. And maybe it was their personal choice. And you got to remember that the reasons why you became unemployed. Oh, you forgot all about you, didn't you? Oh, okay. You got that nice, comfortable job. Wait a minute, hold on. Didn't you pray that you wanted the person with the job only to help you? I didn't hear you say anything about you going to help them. Did you ever think when we're talking about from the emotional standpoint that the reason why somebody's unemployed might also impact their attitude? And not only their attitude, but maybe that's why they're not out here dating. Did you ever think of that? As a matter of fact, did you ever realize that there may be some pros, you know, P-R-O-S, of dating somebody that may be unemployed? Have you ever thought about that? You haven't. Well, what happened when you were unemployed? Weren't you more available than you ordinarily would be if you were employed, especially with your time? And better yet, have you ever thought that that person, maybe like you, is better in a position to display empathy toward you should you find yourself in a similar situation one day if you've never been unemployed? And if you've been unemployed, you know how humbling that can be. And when you look around, looking at the economic challenges that's coming with unemployment, you know what you had to do. Don't you remember or have you forgot? Or maybe that's really why you're on your knees praying that there's a person that come along that's just employed. You forgot all about the valuableness of that person from the inside out. Well, did you? Oh, so all you did was look at the fact that dating that person who's unemployed could cause you financial instability. Oh, so that's why you want them to help you pay your bills. Oh, now I understand. That's why you didn't care whether they had a car or not, because you had one. I got you. Oh, that's why you didn't care whether they had emotional baggages that can cause you emotional or physical harm later on, if that's the type of person. So you were looking at the fact that the reason why you wanted to date somebody employed, or they you, so that you both could shoulder the financial responsibility and wouldn't be on just one person's shoulder. Is that right? Well, did you ask the person whether they were willing to do that? Oh, you're going to. When is that going to happen? Because you remember now, that's not even funny. Let me reach my water since it's not funny. You heard me tell a story about the two individuals who all fell all in love. There's nothing wrong with that. Should be in love. Decided to get married. Got married. One person agreed that the other person would quit work. After marriage, time went by, there began to be problems in the relationship until they both sat back down. Why didn't they sit down in the beginning and get to the totality of it all? Well, here's what happened. I know you're ready. When they sat back down, one person said, listen, when we got married, I agreed to quit work for good, forever. The other person said, hold on. No, that's not what I was talking about. I was just talking about for a little bit. They said the same thing, but meant something altogether different. Did you ever do that with this person from the, unemployed standpoint or employed standpoint? Well, did you? Because you got to remember when you talk about it from a psychological standpoint, you know, look at the problems, especially for that individual who, by the act of their will, they didn't choose to be unemployed. So you may be looking at them because they're doing a temporary job, or they may go from here to there because they're trying to reach their aspiration like you did. You know it's true. And you forgot all about that stress and anxiety and depression that can impact y'all's relationship. But did you forget that? Especially in the beginning. Oh, so now you're thinking about it. Well, that's not to say that you are not on target and trying to make sure that the person that you are dating are carrying up their end. But you're just dating. Oh, so you have an opportunity to assess whether that person is for you or you for them. Remember now, going back to the pond of water, you pray for an employed person. You didn't pray for an unemployed person. So what's your motive? Well, okay, so now you're in an employee relationship. They have a job. You have a job. So where's the relationship headed? Have you pondered not whether your relationship can be long-term success? Well, have you? And why are you in need of that person in order for you to be financially secure? I never heard you say anything about the other person. And shouldn't their past, that person's past or yours, matter or why not? And again, depending on what we're talking about. But can we at least talk about it? Rather than, oh, you got a job, come on, you're going to do this, that, or vice versa. But what does the Bible say about work and business? Well, over in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4, the word, not Gary, lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. And when you continue to scroll to chapter 14, verse 23, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. And then over in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 24. You know, read it for you, not for me. We're told to work with all of our hearts, no matter what we're doing, and to do so as though we're working for the Lord and not for humans. That's letting you know who you are really working for while trying to meet your needs. And then finally, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, for even when we were with you, we gave you this rule. If a man will not work, applicable to ladies as well now, but if a man, that's who we're talking about, will not work, he shall not eat. Oh, so that's the reason why you want him to work, huh? Well, only you really know your motives. Well, upcoming, this upcoming Saturday, I want to play some songs for various individuals whose loved ones, whose moms, whose dads, grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts, cousins, nieces, nephews, friends, enemies are no longer here. And hopefully before any individual leaves earth, that they come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And then upcoming Sunday, what was overheard that could affect the total Jewish community's existence? What was overheard? And then return at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My brother, Howard B. Becker, the author of The Spiritual Meaning of Scripture, Part 1 of 2. All right. Listen to the words. Our sister Deborah Denise.
Well, before we get there, I want to talk back to the men. Come on, man. What's your purpose of not working? I mean, really, what's your purpose? What's your motive? Why are you not working? What excuses are you using not to be who you should be? Not to help that lady in your life while helping yourself, while helping your family, while helping your community? It comes to your heart and mind. You know, things have a way of working out. Never underestimate the power of prayer, faith. Remember now, faith and love above all. Never underestimate the power of God to see you through, irrespective of what you're going through. You're on your knees before God and ask him to help you to get up, to be that man that you know you should be, ought to be, must be. You know, I always say it as it relates to myself. You know, wasn't the husband, the father, the man that I ought to have been, should have been. But I'm not that person anymore. I'm very hard on we men. Time to get up. Time to move forward. Time to be what God would have you to be. So why are you not working now? Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is and good, pleasing, and perfect will. And you can find that in Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Just give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Give me give me you.